CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Police have identified the man they say is responsible for the series of shootings Monday night that have left 5 people dead. 4 people were killed Monday. Another woman died of her injuries Tuesday in a hospital. Police say they were familiar with the 47-year-old shooter before Monday night. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin.
This individual was on the radar of law enforcement, that there were 2 previous investigations. Neither of those investigations resulted in state or federal criminal charges.
The shooter was killed by police in a gunfight, a Lakewood police officer, and another victim who were wounded or expected to survive. And again, one of the people who was wounded in those shootings died from her injuries while in the hospital. That makes a total of 6 people who died in that series of shootings, including the gunman who was killed by police. A vital search and rescue service on the Western Slope is observing its 20th anniversary. The all-volunteer Mesa County Search and Rescue Ground Team works to locate and help people in the rugged backcountry. Team member Janine Camp says people are often embarrassed to need help.
Almost always the first thing that we hear is, "I'm sorry. We're so sorry. We're so sorry." Even people that get hurt, "Oh, I'm so sorry." It's like, no, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. You got me out of doing dishes, man.
The team goes on around 60 missions a year, and they're looking for new volunteers. Applications are open until the end of the year. The U.S. Air Force Academy football team defeated the Louisville Cardinals yesterday in the First Responders Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Falcons quarterback Kazeek Daniels ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 2 more.
Daniels trying to get it on his own, and he does. Kazeek Daniels' 10th rushing touchdown of the year at Air Force is broken out on top.
The final score was 31-28. Air Force was the only Colorado school to play in a bowl game this season. Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and the Front Range have another mostly sunny day. It's going to stay cold today with highs only in the 30s. This is CPR News.